Thank you, Muller. Good afternoon, everybody. I've got a joke for you. A Sunday school teacher had just concluded her lesson and wanted to make sure she'd made her point. She said, "Can anyone tell me what you must do before you can obtain forgiveness of sin?" A short pause, little kid up the back, he puts up his hand and he says, "I know, miss, I know." She goes, "Okay, what is it?" And he says, "Sin." The point is, we all do sin from time to time, don't we? And we know that God is quick to forgive our sins, and he wants to forgive our sins. But there are, however, some things that we need to consider when we do go to God and ask for that forgiveness. And that's what I want to do today, is I want to look at three points to consider before we ask God for our forgiveness for our sins. And the first point that I have here is a little bit of a double barrel one, actually. It's repent and be converted. Repent and be converted. Let's look in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And in verse 19, so this is the Apostle Peter at the temple in Jerusalem. Verse 19, he says, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." So that word repent here is actually translated from the Greek metanoeo, which means to change one's mind. This denotes, you know, a completely different way of thinking. It's not just, "I'll have an apple. Oh, actually, no, I changed my mind. I'll have a pear instead." No, this is actually changing one's mind from no longer thinking carnally, but thinking godly thoughts. Carnally sort of just means worldly, really. But I'm not going to turn there, but Romans 8, in verse 7, it says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed it can be." So we've got to put off this carnal mind, no longer thinking that way, but thinking godly thoughts, and then to be converted. And the word here is epistrepho, which literally means to turn. So this then is talking about a complete change of direction, a turn away from the way that we normally go, following our carnal desires, to actually following God's way of life. So, you know, if you wanted to actually reread this verse, you could actually read it as, "Change your mind from carnal to godly and turn from sin, that your sins may be blotted out." You know, if someone does the wrong thing by us, usually we'd sort of want to see, wouldn't we, that they've had a change of heart and that they've stopped doing that wrong thing. That's what God is looking for in us. He wants to see that our change in mind leads to a change in our actions. So that's point number one then. God wants us to repent and be converted. Second point I have then is we need to confess our sins to God in prayer. We need to confess our sins to God in prayer. And to illustrate this, I'd just like to turn to 1 John 1 in verse 9. 1 John 1, verse 9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Why would God want us to confess our sins to him? You know, after all, he knows absolutely everything about us. He knows everything that we've done, everything that we think. So what benefit is it for God for us to confess our sins to him? Well, God wants